remember Pogs? Do you remember Magic the Gathering? Do you remember the Pokemans? If you like those, then you'll love our current show, Dan and the Jays of Comedy Hour.
Thank you so much for that loving introduction this week, Dan. It was nice. It was very good.
All right.
I'm bored. You bored?
I'm bored.
Let's go. So this sketch, the only thing, I try and watch it for personal growth or creative growth every time, and I'm like, well, this is the first time where we've tried to keep something going, and I wasn't just immediately shutting it down, and I could see in my face, like, oh, I wasn't actually, like, feeling destroyed, because I was actually trying new things, maybe because I had a prop, but we'll throw the clip in here, obviously, at some point, and you can watch it online, but it's me with a puppet that I've created because I had a thing for making puppets. You and I both made a lot of puppets together, actually. Well, not together, but we both made puppets.
Yeah.
And I talk with a puppet. I can't figure out what to do, so I ask you to join me.
Hi, I'm Ollie, and today, well, okay, I know, you know, I'm not real. I'm a puppet, piece of foam, and, well, you know, it really hurts when people on the street pick on you. You know, they think you're not real, and they think you just got someone's hand stuck up your ass, like you enjoy it or something. Hey, what are you laughing at? By the way,
be kind, Ollie.
Stay down. I'll kill you. Help me. Help me. Thank you.
Don't mess with the merchandise.
Thank you very much. Hello. Hello out there in TV land. A beautiful
place. Hurry up.
What was the point of the show today? I honestly don't know.
Interview.
Okay. Who's interviewing who?
Ollie's interviewing somebody.
Oh, who's somebody?
I don't know.
How about you? You get
me?
Your ass from here.
The cameraman?
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Ollie?
Good, how are you?
Could be better.
What's your name?
Josh.
Josh? Tell me your real name.
Josh Epps.
Ah! What happened to the hair, dude?
Sewing machine got me.
Ooh, don't like that. Are you bored?
Yes, I am.
Really?
I'm watching you.
Really bored?
So bored you can't stand it?
Yeah, that's why I'm leaving right now.
Okay,
see
bye.
Ya, Ollie.
See ya. Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
I don't beat you up at the end of it.
You don't.
That's some growth right there.
you allow me to turn the camera on and off.
That is also true.
This is the first sketch where I'm allowed to touch the camera, apparently.
And at the end, though. You can hear me going, fade it, fade it, like violently. I'm like, Dan, can't you figure that shit out? Come on.
You know the thing I never let you do? Can't you figure that out? God.
And I'm trying to think, what else? There's a little bit of actual ventriloquism. It's a word, right? Sort of.
I think that's the accurate statement.
That happens in there. I am clearly the straightest boy in the world in this footage. Holy crap, I'd forgotten how incredibly fey I was as a child. It's fine, but I had really forgot. Those are things maybe you block out because you then realize, oh, that's why they called me fag all the time. I mean, that's part of it, you know, also because they're buttholes, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to use... having a penis in your butthole is a really strict definition, then yes, you were gay. But
right. Outside of that, I mean, come on. Let's be. I mean, gender norms are not what they used to be. So neither are
sexual
norms and such.
Sextial.
Sextial.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Do you ever have sextial seasonings tea? Ooh, delicious. Yum, yum.
Salty.
It's a little salty. I remember this, if only because I remember being very excited to use the puppet for a thing. I remember that part of it. I don't know if I made it for this, though. I might have just made it.
No, you made them. I think you already had a couple by then.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You're like, I can be Jim Henson.
It's true.
I just need to put penises on these. As a kid, he would make anatomically correct puppets and put on shows in his basement.
Is that a thing he did? What a demented fuck. Oh my god. Or I guess I should say really comfortable with his body. Whatever. Like, what fucking country did he grow up in? Like, that's not the America I know and love. God damn it.
God damn it.
Yeah. No, I like to make puppets out of spare foam that may or may not have probably had like bed bugs in them and shit. It's so gross now that I think about it. If I had kids and they were like trying to cut up that kind of used foam, I'd be like, no. We'll buy you some new foam. You can figure it out from there. Don't use old mattress foam or old fold-out chair foam or whatever else.
Well, you are much like a Native American.
That is true. I used all the parts of the couch.
You did.
Once it was done being slept on, I would make puppets out of it. I would make clothing for the puppets out of the... I'd make sure to eat what was, turnable into a puppet.
Right, yep. You would eat the springs and framing and...
Of course. I mean,
we would burn the boards.
We haven't mentioned before that I was a circus geek. Have we mentioned that before?
I don't know that it's come up. It hasn't ever really felt like the right time to discuss your circus freakitude.
I guess. I mean, I should point out though that the one sort of dichotomy there is that like whenever I would eat the head off a chicken, I would waste the whole body because I didn't know what to do with it at the time. I didn't realize that the animal chicken was the same as the chicken I would have on a plate. Like for food.
Well, I mean, honestly, how could you tell?
It's like it'd be like saying, "Oh, well, everything that's orange clearly is citrus fruit." Like it's not that, as far as I knew, they were separate ideas.
They were just different things.
Like this is chicken, and that thing is descriptively chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, so I thought like I'd have a steak that was also chicken. I thought it was steak chicken. Gotcha. Have vegetables, broccoli chicken.
I didn't know.
Have we mentioned before that my IQ was incredibly low as a child?
I'm pretty sure you're one of the only people in the world who had a negative IQ.
Yeah, absolutely. Eventually, it built up to at least average-ish. You know,
hefty 20-25, yeah.
100%. 100% 20-25. Right?
Yeah.
That's 25 out of 100.
That's how it works.
So I need to get to 65 and I'm passing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm working on it.
And I... No.
How do you get an E for effort for IQ?
How do you get an E for effort?
Yeah. Like, who do I talk to? Is there, like, a government certificate I can get for this?
Well, I'm pretty sure you'll get a certificate of some sort, yes.
So, is my wife actually my guardian?
Didn't want to tell you.
But
yes.
I should now improve that sketch that I wrote that is basically exactly what we're doing right now. This guy has no idea. He just keeps... He says he has Down syndrome, but he thinks that means he's sad. Anyway, et cetera, et cetera. Great, great gag, Jason. It's thoroughly entertaining.
Let's put a pin in that one, shall we?
My beer sponsor is water because I didn't have time to get anything else, so... It's also, like, Wednesday.
So?
Dan doesn't care. Dan has.
I have my Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin.
Harvest Pumpkin. I got much do you have? Like a 24 pack of that
shit? I got a 12 pack.
Oh, okay. Is it all you? Does Aerie not drink it?
No, she doesn't. Not really. Oh, okay. She prefers the ciders or Hefeweizen. Mm-hmm.
Get the stuff liquor. She doesn't like. Buy the stuff she doesn't like. That's what you're doing. Smart man.
That's how you do. That's
exactly how you do.
I have learned from television that is how you treat your wife.
Right. Do you, so, I was going to say, like, what's happened, but it's only been, what, a few days? Four days since we recorded? A few more than that. The last time we recorded, we can at least say that we've now officially recorded your and my first bits of the Christmas comedy album.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have recorded some of that.
That was fun. I tried to download your stuff earlier, but I have no connection, so I'm not getting anything right now. But once that happens, I will be able to look at the file in Windows Explorer.
Exciting.
I can probably open it later and listen to it also, maybe.
It's an option.
Mm-hmm.
It's always there. It's always on the table.
Yeah.
Play it. Listen to it. Have fun with it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like it's a sound file, I think.
Sort of really... like that. A little bit. And the reason earlier that I did say I'm bored is that that is the one thing about this sketch that is more than typical, is at the end I just basically put my head down on my desk and get ready to take a nap. And then I say, I'm bored. And I say, are you bored? And you say, yeah, of listening to you. Truth in advertising, Dan. It was good. Then I just basically, I'm like, bye. Or I say hi, and I say bye. And then that's when you fade out, and I chastise you for not fading out soon enough. I had some control issues. I think we established last time that we did, you know, like a basically straight, we recorded all day, got 45 minutes of footage.
Yeah.
So I guess in my head it's like, I must have worn that turtleneck every day. But why did I ever wear that turtleneck? This is like the summer also. And why did I wear that? What was I thinking?
You wore it for Father O'Malley. It became, and then you just, you know, changing is a complicated situation for you.
I guess
you did
so.
Have a negative IQ.
That is true.
So shirts were a challenge.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So once you got one on, you were just like, I did it. Mm-hmm. I'm done for the week.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. Oh, you know, I should point out the one new thing that has happened since, because it happened yesterday, is we got this in the mail, and we didn't know from who at first. When I say
who,
it's a cookie jar.
It's a retardist cookie jar.
It's a retardist cookie jar, and it is apparently from Jen's cousin. Because they also, they and their family, including their little impressionable children, are all Doctor Who nerds. So it's kind of good. So they're teaching them all the right lessons. It's nice.
That's good. That's important.
And the cookie jar is significant. It's a long story that if we ever have Jen's mom on the podcast drunk, then that's how we'll get the story. why a cookie jar is significant. I can't even remember. I was so drunk when they told me the story, I don't remember all of it. But yeah, it's... Anyway.
Drunk personal history.
Drunk personal history. That's exactly right. So basically, you know, family time. That's what we call Thanksgiving. That's what Thanksgiving is going to be. That's going to be fun. Her family gets drunk, man, and they get me drunk. Big time. It's fantastic.
And we're going to be meeting Joe's in-laws over Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Well, future in-laws, kind of in-laws, because they got a domestic partnership for financial reasons, but then they're going to have a real wedding, like, next year.
Oh!
So we're going to go meet the parents of John. Nice.
Mm-hmm. In Seattle or somewhere else?
In Seattle.
Okay.
It'll be interesting because they're Chinese. Very traditional in some ways. They own a Chinese restaurant in Wyoming.
That's awesome.
So, we've never met them before. I don't know what'll happen.
Do you think that the people in Wyoming treat them like a novelty? They think that they're like, so you always look like that, or you always talk like that? Is that
you always look like that, or does the sun seem bright to you?
It's so true. There are people who just like, yeah, some people don't understand the world.
Yeah.
Some people, that's just how it goes. What do you think Wyoming Chinese food tastes? Well, if they're legit Chinese folk, then I guess it probably tastes like good Chinese food.
Yeah, they eat, like, chicken's feet and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, yep. John had to put his chicken foot down about what we're eating for Thanksgiving dinner.
Wait, you didn't tell me that they eat their own kind. They're Chinese chicken? They're yes. Chinese chicken folk? Why is Joe marrying a chicken man? I'm so confused now.
It's what happens. It's a Seattle thing.
Oh, I was just going to ask.
It's kind of a hipster thing. You know, they listen.
Okay.
You know, they listen to indie music. You know, they go to the coffee bar. You know, they bang chicken people. You know, that thing. That
so
whole
wait,
thing.
That does that make that makes Ari that makes Joe Ari's sister that makes her Gonzo.
Yes.
You should start calling her Gonzo.
I'll start calling her Gonzo.
She will have
tell
no
her
idea.
She's a chicken fucker. Shut up, chicken fucker.
Then all of a sudden, at some point...
How come the sun's not so bright for you? I thought squinty was a sexual transmitted disease.
Oh, no. You should go be English royalty. That's what you need to be. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's way too easy to channel that, being from, you know, a part geographical part of the world that we're
yeah.
from. You know, way too easy to channel.
It is. It is.
It really is. So let's see. Oh, you know, I still need to upload that video of me, of you urging me to light your dad's hair on fire.
Yeah, you do.
I need to put that up soon.
I don't recall that at all, really.
It's pretty great. You're just like, you're really egging me on, and it's fantastic. I'm so glad I didn't follow through with that. And yeah, there's not, like I said, every once in a while you will find some stuff on those old videos that, oh, wait, no, I did tell you that. Never mind. I showed you the tape player, so now I officially have a cassette player and a VHS-er. That's what it's called,
VHS-er.
And
VHS-er.
I have a scanner. Oh, do you remember? Okay, we could talk about this a little bit. I have this. It was in my basement for years. It came with the house. It looked like a wooden shield, like what you would mount a deer's horns on.
Oh, yes.
Or what have you. Okay. And so I drew on it this character that I invented. I don't think we've talked about before. Brilliant parody name. He was a detective with a big nose. I don't know why he had a big nose, but he was called Magnum B.I. Do you remember what B.I. stood for, Dan?
Does that have something to do with bowels?
No. It was comparatively classy. There's no poo humor involved.
I don't remember what it was.
Big Idiot. Oh.
Oh. That's, that's like cutting
oh, yeah.
parody and satire right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now,
So would I be right in assuming that he did a quality job at resolving issues?
If I'd ever done any comics with him, other than just drawing him and calling him that, maybe. I don't think I ever did anything that involved a story. This was just a character for a character's sake. I've established before, I did a lot of Domo type things where I'm just like, this could be a thing someday, but unless somebody makes, you know, pays for it, I'm not going to really make a story with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Why put the horse before the cart, right?
That's exactly right, Dan. Why put the story before the character who should be involved in the story and therefore illustrates my skill as a writer or character creator?
Exactly. That's ridiculous.
But I had a whole notebook filled with this guy, actually. And anyway, on the shield I drew him, on the back it said Magnum B.I. Why I would think this thing that has a hole clearly drilled through so you can hang in your wall, why I thought it would be okay to draw something on both sides? I don't quite know. I started repurposing it last night because I wanted to make, and I'm going to try to make, like, my own, like, cartoony bust, like those...
Dr. Seuss ones,
like, you know, make it my own style. But so I started doing something last night when I was restless and bored. So that's what that's being used for. The back will still have a drawing on it, and so yeah, I scanned one side of it. That's why the scanner made me think of it. But I had a whole notebook of it, and this must have been seventh grade. Had to have been seventh grade, and these kids grabbed it. I didn't know. It was, yeah, because it was like study hall or something. and they drew cocks on every picture of this character. Jizz going on his face. Cocks coming out of his coat. Cocks in his hand, if his hand... And I always drew... I couldn't draw a loose hand, so hands were always, like, action figure style, always gripping. So it was perfect to draw cocks in his hands. It was a notebook filled with dicks and this stupid character I created, and I remember going to the counselor, and the counselor was like, she actually felt bad for me. She was like, one of the few times it's ever happened at school where somebody felt bad for me and actually believed what I said. And I take this opportunity to be like, well, I guess they were being creative. She's like, this isn't creative. Like, she got annoyed. She was like, no. These kids are just being mean. This isn't creative. You don't need to excuse them.
They're like Jonah Hill in Superbad, where...
Uh-huh.
All he does is draw penises.
100%, except they drew it on somebody else's art. I think this might have been... Was it the same time? Oh, no. There was that kid who... I can't remember his name. He was younger than me, but, like, we would call... Do you remember being in school, like, in the hallways, and, like, because there was a payphone there, we'd just call 1-800 numbers, usually the Hooked on Phonics phone number?
Yeah.
What was that phone number? Do you remember? 800. I feel like it was, like...
1-800-ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ.
That's right. It was the only 26-letter phone number in the book. I'd forgotten about that. 30, of course, if you count the other... I hung up. This kid would, like, sometimes I did it, and the kid would hang up the phone. I'd get pissed, even though it's like, all we were doing is calling the number up and doing an offensive, retarded voice, saying Hooked on Phonics worked for me. He hung up on me. I got annoyed. Next time I saw him on the phone, I hung up, and I guess he'd spent money and was talking to his mom, and so he punched me in the face. I rarely ever got punched in my life, but that was one time when he just decked me.
Was it?
I don't know the kid's name. He wasn't in our grade. He was in a grade lower, maybe Mike's grade. So grade or two lower. Yeah. I don't remember. I don't even know if you were there. You might have been there, but, like, there's nothing you could have done about it. You know, it'd be several years later before we'd have the fake punching incident. And
neither of us
was ready. I just was just, like, shocked. I had no idea what to do. But, yeah, I got decked for hanging up the phone on this kid.
Do you remember... Because I know you weren't there for it, but did I ever tell you about how I got chased down the hall by one of our common bullies to the office?
I don't think so.
I was out in the hall. I think I was going to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And this young gentleman was running down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the guys that always picked on us. So I felt it was an awesome idea to just stick my leg out. And he was on the track, so he went flying. And I just booked it to the main office.
What was your plan? To turn yourself in or be like, oh, this kid's chasing me for no reason? What was the main office?
I just knew that if I was in there, he couldn't beat me up.
All right.
Anything else, whatever. But
yeah, because when you're in there, they grant you sanctuary, and bullies have to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that correct? You were in there. Quasimodo was in the back room. Quasimodo's in the back room. Jack Sparrow was in with the principal, talking to him about his hygiene. And
I think I got scolded and sent back to the class because I almost never got in trouble for things. So I was like, it was an accident.
Wait a minute, it was an accident? So you were coming out of the bathroom, like, were you...
No,
just...
I had just come out of the classroom, I was just walking down the hall, and he came around the corner and was running.
But how did... Were you just standing there, Captain Morgan style, with your leg out? How did you do it to make it look conspicuous?
He was about to come by, so I just... Leg out. And as he's sliding across the ground, I'm like, shit, and I run.
Oh, so you at least got to see some payoff. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He chased after me. And they're like, you should not have been running in the hall.
Nobody's going to know. Can you say the first name of this person?
I don't remember his... Was it Jose?
Jose.
He was an Hispanic.
I didn't know we had anybody who was remotely ethnic.
He was probably... Did the Damians have a son?
I don't even know who that is. See, now you're just coming up with people.
Or was it Dominic?
Oh, there was a Dominic. There was a Dominic, a gentleman named Dominic, in our grade.
He wasn't in my grade, though. He's in Sean's grade.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, go on Facebook, figure it out. We'll wait. That's really fucking great. That is fantastic. So wait, what kind of thing? Was he physically beating you up, or was it more like, you know what, this kid fucks with me so much.
Yeah.
But
for me, I know it was a little different for you, but for me, the majority of the teasing was just, you know, emotional.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, well, I think it was mostly that for me, too. I think I only got pushed around once or twice.
Yeah.
But in your head, like, oh, I was beat up all the time.
Yeah,
but
I knew I wasn't beat up. I was just emotionally and spiritually and psychologically abused.
And it was because you're a Buddhist, spiritually. Yep. That's why they were just like, you know what, Dan, you don't really believe in the Buddha. And like, you were like, then what's this Buddha in my locker and all these Chinese coins for? And then they said...
It's probably for all them chicken hookers. Because he's, you know, chicken Chinese. The Chinese chicken.
The weird part is, like, when you would tell me, you know, I got a chicken hooker, I would be like, wait, like, a vegetable hooker? And I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I
didn't know.
Like,
you had no clue.
I was so confused. I'm like, wait, you eat somebody and then you fuck them? I was so confused. That was really weird to me. And then eventually you explained, no. I fuck them, then I cook them and eat them.
Yeah.
And you were talking about chickens at that point, right?
And I was not a chicken plucker. I was a chicken plucker's mate.
Right. And a chicken fucker.
Yeah, that's the one, too.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to make sure that we weren't...
Yeah.
I don't want to confuse anything.
One of the only other times I overtly remember being beat up was when what's-his-ass threw me down the bleachers and broke my glasses.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
At the pep rally.
Is that 7th grade or 8th grade? Because I think I was there for that.
You were there for that. I remember. Yeah.
There were a lot of times when shit would happen and there's nothing the other could do. It's like, what are we going to do? Get in a fight?
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to happen. That's the worst idea ever.
This was like fighting the juggernaut. Like, he was just a big...
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Is I'm pretty sure what he said all the time. And he wanted to sit where I was sitting. And I was like...
Yes.
I was like, right. No. And he picked me up and threw me down all 7 steps.
Oh my God.
Broke my glasses, and then I got up and grabbed him, as much good as that does me, until they broke up the quote-unquote fight.
Yeah, that's the thing though, man. Like, the size of your balls, like, you would do that shit. Like, you would stand up for yourself way more than I would, because I didn't know how. I would cry. That was my instinct. What it still is to cry. Whereas I remember one time, we've mentioned him before, we haven't said his last name, but Rob gave you some shit in the cafeterium. He probably stole your peanut butter chocolate bar, and if you steal a motherfucker's peanut butter chocolate bar, you better bet some shit's gonna go down.
You're gonna get shanked.
I don't know what actually happened, but he was fucking with you, and you knocked him
bashed his head into a table.
Oh, that's right. Jesus Christ, you did. Oh my God. That was hardcore. See?
I think I might have even have gotten detention for that one.
That's pretty solid. God, can you imagine the days when, like, doing that kind of shit, that's all you got was detention. To you, that was the worst thing in the world. It's like, oh my God, fuck. I mean, and then, of course.
Well, then, because then I had to report to what's-her-name.
Which one? The gym lady?
She shall not be named.
Uh-huh.
In my family.
Oh, you're right. Good God. Ugh. Yuck.
Yuck.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Water. Let's sing.
Let's turn this episode into how we beat up the handful of people we managed to beat up.
I can tell you, there is a story. Wait. Yeah, you were there, right? 5th grade? Do you remember? I don't remember this kid's name. I want to say his name is Terry. He wasn't there for very long. He hit me. There was a substitute. Substitute put us both in front of the class and told me to hit him in front of class.
What? I do not remember that.
Yeah, this happened. And right now, maybe out of guilt, I don't remember. I may have actually swung at him. I may have hit him. But I remember feeling really weird about it. But that happened. Maybe you weren't there that day, but I'm pretty sure that was fifth grade.
Terry was the kid who ended up getting his ass kicked by literally everyone on the playground. I don't know if you remember that. He was on the playground, someone knocked him to the ground, and just the whole, it was during recess, the whole class was just around him, and were, punching and kicking him.
Oh my god. All of us?
This was in fifth grade.
Were we there? Were we doing this too?
I didn't contribute. I saw it, but there's, literally nothing I could do.
I'm just thinking in my head, I'm like, I hope I wasn't involved.
We were on the outside, just not able to really do anything, nor, I'll be honest, I didn't want to, because the guy was a cock. But I did not participate, and we were just, the aides were just trying to get through the crowd to break up the fight. I don't remember who started it. But he got bloodied.
Yeah. That's so weird. I don't remember any of that. I can't stay here. I have a cat with me now.
Because this was in fifth grade, and that was I know you were in the same class as me that year.
Yeah. That was where we met.
Mm-hmm.
At least fifth grade. Have we ever talked about that? We haven't ever talked about that. Because you remember it more than I do, because I was apparently a piece of shit, and that's why I don't
remember. You are a piece of shit, though.
I know. We know this. We've established this.
We just met in art class.
Mm-hmm. Even though we were in the same class, but we still met in art class.
Well, you apparently wanted to be a cool kid and picked on me.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. I was trying a new thing out. And
I'm going to try something new today. I'm going to fit in.
Yeah. Apparently I thought that was a really
that didn't work out for you.
No. And the other thing was how I was, hi cat, was that, you're all right, kitty? I remember, let's see, because it was with, I guess I could, again, we could use first names. Troy and Brian were the cool kids, and they would pick on you, and I joined in picking on you, for being mildly clumsy and having old clothes, not realizing, oh, that's really shitty. It's just because he's poor. In my head, that didn't mean anything. I'm like,
no, I wasn't poor. I was a hipster.
Oh,
I was a
hipster right.
Before it was cool to be a hipster.
Proto-hipster Dan Gomiller.
That's right. I'm kind of pissed that I was picked on for wearing corduroy back then.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You should be pissed.
Since that's the thing now.
Well, and especially since, let's see, so 6 years later, once I went to my alternative school, I would be wearing basically the exact same shit you were getting hand-me-downs of. So, yeah. Man, that's crazy. So those hand-me-downs, who did those belong to first? Those were from Sean. And then before that?
Before that, Mike, my Uncle Frank's son.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait, how much older is he?
Like a year older than Sean.
You're older than Sean. So, were those his originally? Or I feel like they have to be almost a generation old.
There was also the hand-me-downs came from everywhere. My Aunt Rosalie had two cousins that were at least 5 to 7 years older than us.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we would get their hand-me-downs too.
There we go. All right.
So, yeah.
That's so crazy.
And then I'm sure shit that was left on the doorstep because we were poor, we tended to have that happen. We got surprise Thanksgivings before.
Yeah. That's nice.
I didn't realize that's what was happening when I was a kid.
Of course.
But that's why.
Oh my god, you got Thanksgiving Santa.
We did.
Oh, I hope you came up with a name for him.
Turkey Claws for Christmas Thanksgiving.
They need to invent that for poor kids. Because you know what? There's still plenty of poor kids. Give them something to look forward to. Well, if you can't guarantee them, though, that they're going to get a free meal every Thanksgiving, so you can't be like, well, Turkey Claws doesn't love you this year. You have to... Let's see. Lotto Turkey. Turkey Lotto. We entered the Turkey Lotto, so maybe Turkey Claws is coming.
And every Thanksgiving, Christmasgiving,
you
have a 1 in 10 chance of getting a free dinner. Or going hungry.
Okay, I'm rethinking this as a concept. Doesn't really work that well on a greeting card.
Hope you don't go hungry this year. Happy Thanksgiving, Miss Chrisgiving.
Oh, Kitty's unhappy with me. Hold on 1 second. Tell them something. Sing them a song. Rap them a rap. Hi, Daisy. Come here.
I'm to sing you a song, so I'm going to sing you a song from my personal collection. Oh, let's see here. No, not that one. Not that one. No, how about these papers? Let's see here. Oh, not that song. I don't want to sing you that one. That one's a bit dirty. Let's see.
I hate this.
No, not that song. About...
Just wait.
Song about please. Thanks, Miss Chris Giving. No, I gotta save that one. Gotta save that one. Let's see here. We gotta put the thing here. No. The porn cat's husband? That doesn't even make sense. Why did I write that one? I must have been high on drunkenness. Let's see here. Oh, that's not a song. That's a bill. That's not gonna work. Let's see here. I'll read you an excerpt from Dave Barry's Tricky Business. Let me ask you something, said Faye. What's the deal with the bleach?
The bleach? Said Joe.
Yeah, said Faye. In a hurricane, people always buy bleach, but I don't get what they do with it. Joe paused for a moment from pouring margarita mix, pondering. Then he said, I don't know, but they tell you to buy it. The bleach. On the screen, the supermarket reporter had been replaced with a blob of red that whirled around in the center of the screen, counterclockwise, like a hurricane, and then turned into the words, Newsplex 9, Breaking Storm News Bulletin. These words then whirled around and got smaller and went to the upper right corner of the screen, which now showed the Newsplex 9 News Center, where the male and female anchors, / lovers, were looking even more frowny than usual, indicating that something bad, and therefore exciting, had happened. That was an excerpt from Tricky Business by Dave Barry. Jay has not returned yet. I'll be honest, I wasn't ready. So I guess I'll read you another excerpt here. Not really sure, but how about an excerpt from the Don Quixote?
Resolve! You mean Sancho, said Don Quixote. Speak up and welcome, for I will answer as well I can.
Tell me, sir, continued Sancho, these Julys and Augusts and all these heroic knights you spoke of, who are now dead, where are they now?
The heathens, replied Don Quixote, are no doubt in hell. The Christians, if they were good Christians, are either in purgatory or in heaven.
That's all right, said Sancho, but now tell me this. These tombs where the bodies of these great lords lie, have they silver lamps in front of them, or are the walls of their chapels adorned with crutches, winding sheets, wigs, legs, and wax eyes? If not, how are they adorned?
The tombs of the heavens, replied Don Quixote, were for the most part sumptuous temples. The ashes of Julius Caesar were placed in stone pyramid of extraordinary size, which is now called St. Peter's Needle. The emperor Hadrian's sepulchre was a castle as big as a fair-sized village and was called Molus Hadriani. It is today the castle of St. Angelo at Rome. Queen Artemisia buried her husband Mausolus in a tomb which was reckoned one of the seven wonders of the world. But none of those tombs, nor many others which pagans built, were adorned with winding sheets, nor with any other offerings or signs to show that those buried them were saints.
I'm coming to that, said Sancho. Tell me now, which is the greater thing to raise a dead man to life or to kill a giant?
The answer is obvious, replied Don Quixote. It is a greater thing to bring a dead man to life.
Don Quixote's Frankenstein.
Thank you. Where did you just pick a point in the book? And
oh, I did.
Okay. Why is it sitting there?
It's our bookshelf.
Oh, you have a bookshelf. Okay. I was like, why is that sitting around? Nobody's...
Also, I read you an excerpt from Tricky Business by Dave Barry.
Well, thank you for that. I look forward to hearing that later when I edit this. that's fantastic. So far we've talked about, abuse, being mean to your best friend. We're like a romantic comedy, Dan. We're like an attraction of opposites. See, one of us picks on the other one, and eventually the other one's like, oh, I bet he wants to be my friend. That's not how it happened. It turns out in those stories is that one person's nice enough to actually give the asshole a chance, and then the asshole turns out to actually have a human side, which luckily I did. That's how that happens. But, yeah, so I did.
Long story short, you punched Andy in the balls.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that significantly. Wait, was that related to us becoming friends, or was that the time when I fell over and he chased me and I lifted my leg?
No, so this was ran into years it. Later in high school.
Really?
Because you told me about it in chorus.
I don't remember this. What happened? Now you get to tell me a story about a time I punched somebody.
you told me that, I don't know, you guys were fighting about something, uh-huh. And so he was running at you.
Yes.
And so you, stuck your arm out and just smashed him in the balls.
See, I may have relayed it that way, but it was basically like that. But I was running away from him. I fell and lifted my foot, so he ran right into my foot.
That's awesome still.
Yeah. It's pretty fantastic. Oh, my God, you're right. That did happen. That, Yeah, and I'd forgotten about chorus, too. Because I did boy choir when I was really young. But
while you're looking around, Jason, is Jen gonna beat you up for having been in boys' choir?
She doesn't know, Dan. She doesn't know.
Be like, what are you talking about in that fag?
Can you imagine if I married somebody who secretly was just that? She makes me watch sports and stuff and doesn't tell anybody about it. I'm not allowed to tell anybody, but she's trying to straighten me out. Oh my God. That would be the absolute worst.
A little bit.
That's really funny. I do remember the ball hitting incident. Trying to remember other than that. See, now, I'm curious then what you're... So, I'm glad that you were still up to your old antics even after I left and went to a new school. What year did you leave our home school of Lawrence?
10th grade is my last year there.
10th grade was your last year there. My last year there was 9th? Yeah, because I was 10. So, okay, so you left a year after I did.
Yeah.
Because you moved.
Not because I was a pussy.
Right.
Oh, they're trying to light my head on fire. I'm Jason. I'm a little wussy.
Oh, my God. You know, and it's funny as I think about it, it's like, my school was for people who seriously could not function in regular school. And, I think the problem was that, you could. Because you could keep your shit together. I'm sure you would have preferred to be somewhere else. But, no one would ever make the argument that you're failing because of that. Because you were doing fine. You were like, no, I'm going to keep my fucking head down and get through this shit. And I'm going to succeed. I just don't have that person.
I'm just you know what? Do your worst.
Yeah.
I have worse at home.
That's true. That is absolutely true. At least eventually that sort of, improved. We have established, right? We did talk about that moment when she came back, and I was like...
Mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure we mentioned that.
Everybody turned to me as though possessed by some evil spirit. Just because everybody wanted shit to work out, but I was like, okay. And I'm trying to remember, you're showing her some game on the computer.
Yeah, probably screaming if on the inside, personally.
Mm-hmm. I do not doubt that, because... Yeah, I mean, I obviously wanted things to work out if they could, just so that you would be not in mental pain, but,
that worked out great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think, too, you were showing her something on the computer. You guys were all communing over the computer about something. I don't even know what computer you had at the time, but that was a big thing.
That was the 486 she stole.
Oh, she did, didn't that bitch? That's my first experiences on a computer, and not to mention yours, but, we're all on that fucking computer.
Yeah.
And, that's one of my earliest memories, because I think the first time I ever came over to visit you, your dad was playing Doom, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Doom or Wolfenstein? One of the two. Or Duke Nukem. No, I think it was Doom. I'm almost certain it was Doom.
It was probably Doom.
Yeah.
Probably Doom.
And
Duke
I was like,
was a little later. I didn't see Duke Nukem until I went to visit my mom that one year.
Oh, okay.
That would actually have been the summer I was starting in Oneonta.
Okay. So, yeah. So when I first looked, I think I remember being like weirded out. I'm like, am I supposed to look at this? This game is really violent. I don't think I should look at this game. And, yeah, so that happened. I remember sitting around for a very long time watching you use the computer because it was so kind of mind-blowing to me. So I'm like, wait, people can have computers, like, in their house. That seemed very weird. Because I think the only place I'd seen them, really, was in school.
Yeah.
And they were shitty Macs, usually. Like,
yeah, this had color and everything.
Right? You guys were playing Doom, and then eventually some Wolfenstein. Ultima Underworld.
That was like this role-playing game where you could actually look up and down and you had to go into like this crystal.
That's right. Holy shit. I don't know if I ever... That might have been the beginning, too, with very few exceptions, beginning of my game-watching habits. Like, I still don't, to this day, don't play that many video games, but I can sit and watch somebody play some games for a long time. Except for Ask Jen. Except for fucking Skyrim. I am so sick of seeing that on the TV. Holy crap. That does not get exciting with time. That gets way more boring. It's not like fucking when she... I just keep telling her, Jen, you know, if you were to play Bioshock, I'd be great. Because that is so much fun to look at. I can just keep looking. There's something in every frame. Like,
you,
it's great.
Yeah, you need to get her either Saints Row or Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, man.
Don't get Saints Row. Grand Theft Auto 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because the driving controls suck for a game about driving cars. They fixed it in 5. Uh-huh. 5 was actually a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I beat it already.
Mm-hmm.
And Saints Row 2. And the other two Saints Rows are fun, but not in the same way that 2 is. So
yeah.
That would be rough since you have a PS3. But
yeah. I really like Saints Row. Like, you made such a fucking, like, a perfect match to you. In that game, it was fucking freaky.
It was creepy.
So good. Walking around in your gangster outfit. It was fucking fantastic.
With my British accent.
No, that's right. Because you can give yourself a different voice in that game, too. That's so fucking cool. Oh, games. But yeah, that's my thing. With very few exceptions, like Windows games, like, yeah, I don't play games. I've never really played that many. Although I'm sure you've gotten me hooked on games before. Like, oh, what was that? Jet Moto was awesome.
You know I still have that. And Small Soldiers.
Can you play those on anything still?
I still have the PlayStation 2.
Oh, you have the PS3? Okay, that's funny. I don't like that the PS3 will not play older games. That's really fucking annoying. But at least you still have your PS2. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You should play Jet Moto every once in a while. Just get back the skill, because
and Small Soldiers, but I have to make Eric call me a Gorgonzola, a Gordita. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Did you get that game for free, or did you buy that game? I'm trying to remember what was the deal.
They bought
with
it
that?
For Steve, but we had way more fun with it than he ever did.
Yeah.
We never even. I don't think I even played very much of the single player mode. We just played the multiplayer.
That's right. I actually did play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually when it was like, if it was an RPG, that's when the watching commenced, because you would just be doing that forever.
Final Fantasy
I was probably
or
doing
Chrono
other
Trigger.
Stuff. While you were doing that, I must have been on your computer, though. That must
probably
have been the balance of it. Eventually, I guess we'll talk about this more, but like, when you moved into your own place, that was kind of mind-blowing, for one. Because it was just us. Like, we could just fucking chill. I did basically live at your first apartment for a long
basically,
time.
Basically, yeah.
Like, I know I technically could go home, but, I mean, I worked in Oneonta. We would hang out, like, all the time. We're having, like, junior adults slumber parties.
Yeah, you would sleep in my beanbag chair.
Ha! Holy shit, I want a beanbag. Sorry, I'm just like, that's...
Well,
amazing.
There was one time you were there. I was doing something on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't wake up, but you're like, you were doing something. I'm like, what, Jason? And you're like, I could not make out what you're saying. I'm like, oh, yeah? Oh, okay. And then he went back to this.
I had to tell you something. Oh, my God, I want to know what I thought
no,
I was saying.
It was illegible.
That
unintelligible.
You know, That, you know what's great is Jen gets, because, you know, just by the sheer math of it, gets a lot more of that, but I think I've gotten, oddly enough, more lucid. Not lucid, but I enunciate better. But, like, I will catch the things I'm saying now, because I'm half in a reality that's, like, sometimes TV-influenced, sometimes just the thoughts in my brain, like, pre-REM. And holy shit, does she get stuck, like, having to respond to some weird things. So she'll ask a question about, like, so what do you want to do this weekend? And it'll be about, you know, what the person was wearing in the dream I was about to have. But then it'll be complete, like, the realities in my dreams just, I mean, I know that I'm beating a dead horse about dreams. Everybody has weird dreams, but yeah, they get very, like, they're clear responses that just make zero fucking sense. My poor wife. She needs to record me.
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
Aerie doesn't talk, but she does laugh a lot.
In her sleep?
Yeah. She'll just be laughing.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I don't know what you dream about it, but it's apparently hilarious.
That is so weird to me. Like, I don't know that I would have that many visceral... Like, she has the opposite of night terrors. She
has those... She used to have those when I first started going out with her.
Really? Uh-huh. Oh, my God. So that's what she has now, because you're so funny and you have such a good sense of humor. She has night hilarities. I'd watch that movie. That should be a horror movie. About somebody who's like... She gets up, and in the middle of the night, she's a stand-up and doesn't realize it.
She's had a five-year-long career so far.
That's more of a movie idea, not a horror movie idea. I don't know where I thought I was going with that. But, yeah, she's got this great career
unless
as a stand-up.
Unless a comedian wants to take over.
Oh, yeah.
She has to fight down. But apparently that's her livelihood.
Right.
So there's also a moral thing there, you know?
She doesn't know where any of this stuff comes from that she has in her house. Why is my bank account always full? Like, full. Because that's how bank accounts work. Oh, shit, sweetie, my bank account's full. We need to get a new one.
We can't get any more money in there. We gotta start spending before I work anymore. I can't work right now, honey.
Has to be a spending weekend. We have to go buy a car or something. Just, jeez.
First world problems, am I right? Unfortunately,
boy.
The problem is your bank account only goes up to 500.
That's the worst.
What a tweet!
M. Night Shyamalan presents The Comedian. That'd be fantastic. Right. Oh my gosh. Starring, let's say, Paul Giamatti. So, in his...
Eliza Dushku.
Did you ever notice what, sweetie? Did you ever notice how black people are, you know, mushrooms? They're all mushrooms. I hate bunk beds. So they just think he's like one step below Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah,
they just think he's
like,
a great one-line
comedian.
They
have to laugh because he's saying such weird things that they must just be, they're missing a level, but they don't want to admit it, so they have to...
He's laughing at his own... comedy, and like, you know, serious comedians are getting angry at him because he laughs at his own shit all the time, man. He won't stop.
He's breaking the code. He's fouling it.
Yeah, right. And that's the ultimate insult at the very end. Like, he ends up getting like the Tonight Show or some kind of late night talk show, but he's still doing that. Like, he can't straighten out. Like, he can't get with the times. No.
He's like, once he realizes what's going on, he's like, I gotta take some NyQuil. I can't host tonight. I need some NyQuil. I've got insomnia.
Narco laughsy.
Oh, goodness, Jason Klein.
This is a great idea. So we've also established that he falls asleep randomly, but then he can't anymore. So he, like you say, has to get hooked on NyQuil. Don't they? Okay, so they have now... NyQuil that doesn't treat any symptoms, but just makes you fall asleep and potentially kill yourself. And it's just called ZZZ or something like that. It's NyQuil that's just for helping you sleep.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, go to the store, go to the NyQuil section next time you're there. They have a sleep aid.
That's not good.
No, that sounds... Because that's like borderline narcotic, is it not? Maybe this is... But, take some fucking melatonin. That works sometimes. Dude, but I guess it's foolproof, this NyQuil sleepy shit, probably, because it's fucking... It's poison.
It's called...
Yeah.
ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil.
Is this NyQuil? No. ZzzQuil is an over-the-counter...
OTC.
Sleep aid that contains... diphenhydramine hydrochloride. NyQuil is a line of OTC cough, cold, and flu symptom relief medications that contain different active ingredients in each product to treat various symptoms. ZzzQuil is from the makers of Vicks NyQuil, but is not NyQuil.
Hey, you know what? I don't develop toxic, life-threatening addictions to anything I can't pronounce. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Is ZzzQuil safe and effective?
Mm-hmm.
ZzzQuil contains diphenhydramine hydrochloride, which has been used for many years. Clinical studies were conducted on diphenhydramine hydrochloride and submitted to the FDA that showed safety and efficacy to relieve occasional sleeplessness. Mm-hmm. When used as directed, these studies are on file with the US FDA. Will I become addicted to ZzzQuil? Diphenhydramine hydrochloride, the active ingredient in ZzzQuil, is not habit-forming. Stop use and ask a doctor if sleeplessness persists continuously for more than 2 weeks. Insomnia may be a symptom of a serious underlying mental illness. How should I take ZzzQuil? For adults and children 12 years and over, the dose of ZzzQuil liquid cap is a suppository placed in your anus hole until you go, and fall asleep.
You get so... You're in so much pain, you just pass out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually just the size of a football.
Oh. That's unfortunate. Yeah. So, told you. That exists.
I didn't doubt you. I just had to get the Pacifics over there.
But I still think you should go to the aisle next time, just so you know that the website's not a fake that I invented.
Okay. I'll make sure to do that.
And if you find it, you need to drink the whole bottle.
I feel like that's not as directed.
I don't know. I mean, I directed you to do it. So,
It's difficult to argue with that line of reasoning.
Exactly. It is difficult. Yeah. So, that exists. Where did that come? Oh, because we're talking about the narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy.
This is such a good movie. Oh my god, I'm gonna write that this weekend.
You're gonna have to do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if we can't get Paul Giamatti, then I'll play him if I have to.
Yeah, you can play Paul Giamatti playing the role.
Even better. That's great. I will do the life story of that part of Paul Giamatti's life before he makes the movie. That could be my argument for, like, that's how we make the movie. Well, it's Paul Giamatti's life story. Just covers one. It's just avant-garde. It only covers one period of his life, during which he made this movie that he hasn't made yet.
Exactly. This is it's speculative.
Mm-hmm.
Speculative biography.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. It's like if while Johnny Cash was still alive, somebody made a movie about Johnny Cash's
death.
Thank you.
About that's how he died.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just it. Just takes place during his death. Joaquin
He's like,
Phoenix.
Hello there. I was Johnny Cash. Car. Boom.
I'd forgotten that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Cash. That's fact. That's science.
Mm-hmm. Man in black. Run over. That's just sad. So now that we've killed Johnny Cash again, Dan.
Yeah.
Do you have any final words for the kids at home?
ZzzQuil helps you get your zzzz.
My final word is narcolepsy. Check it, catch it in theaters. In the next,
catch narcolepsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. I forgot to tell you, it is communicable.
It is communicable.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody's snoring in your face, you will catch it.
Ew, gross! He snored at me.
And then you'd fall asleep. That'd be like. That's pretty good disease. That's pretty good.
Black people are all mushrooms. Everyone in the audience is like...
Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour, the podcast, is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. It's hosted by Dan Gomiller and Jason Klom and is edited by Jason Klom and produced by Maury Povich. The Dan and Jay's Community Service theme song was composed and performed by Brian Magic Hands Madison. Visit StolenDress.com to listen to our other podcasts, read our blogs, read our tweets, watch our videos, and read our books. Please subscribe on iTunes, rate us highly, and write us a shining review. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJCHour, follow us on Twitter @DJCHour, and find everything in one place at DanandJay.com.